Jeffrey realizes the truth of becoming a man and he feels so depressed. It's too difficult. I can't do that. I have to beat 90% of other men. That's gonna be impossible.
Adonis.
Adonis is in the upper echelons of men. That means that he gets to enjoy the finest things in life and also the finest woman, Anastasia. And then there's you. Since you've been educating yourself by watching these kinds of videos, you've probably started to realize the truth of what it takes to become a man of success. You've realized that the life that you want, where you can attract beautiful women, where you can have like this awesome business that gives you freedom, that kind of life is only eligible to the top 1 to 10% of men. There's some brutal statistics that I want to walk you through today. 60% of men through the history of humanity have not passed on their genes. 60% of men have not had children. And chances are they probably wanted to. So think about this right now. Think about you and the chumpy friends that you had in high school and line up 10 of you in your mind. Six of these men will not be able to continue their bloodline. Does that not make you feel like so fucking weird? And the thing is, this is a historical number. Actually, these days, it seems like it's even more severe because you've probably seen of how cutthroat the dating market is these days. Imagine that statistic that 60% of men have not had children. That was before Tinder. That was before Instagram. Now, back then in those olden days, there was like the caveman king, the big alpha male who had way more women than like his fair share. Then there were the kings and the rulers, and many of them had hundreds of wives. But these days, a random like Chad from your city has slept with over 100 women. Whereas a few guys you know have never even kissed a girl before. These days, it's even more extreme. There was previously kings and rulers compared to the peasants. And these days, it's more extreme than that because of Tinder, because of Instagram, because of OnlyFans, because of hookup culture. This means that there's a certain few percentage of men who have these like very vast experiences with women, and a lot of men have basically nothing. So I'd even say that that statistic is probably closer to 70 or 80% of men. Probably around 80% of men in our generation will not have children. A huge part of that is because women don't want to sleep with about 80% of men. But also, a fucking harder pill to swallow is that more and more men are actually becoming infertile. And also women too. And more people just can't even afford to have children. If you see yourself as this like healthy, natural version of a human, aligned closer to your caveman ancestors than most people are these days, then you know for a fact the purpose of our lives is basically to just pass on our bloodline. Now, past that, there's faith, there's purpose, there's all these other things which you add onto the life. But the foundation is just being an animal whose goal it is to have children and to make sure those children are safe. To think that so many guys are not eligible for this is so sad. And this is why men have two brutal life paths that they can go on to. Life path number one is what probably around 80% of men go through. And that's where they realize they're probably not going to be the kinds of guys who will be able to have children, who will be able to attract a beautiful feminine woman. And that makes them lose so much life energy that then it's very, very difficult for these bottom 80% to do anything other than just indulge. And so for this big group of guys, their life path is leave the education system, apply for jobs online, not really hear back about anything, claim benefits and welfare from the government, and eventually get a job that feels like it's beneath them, and struggle to attract women for the rest of their lives. Since the reality of their lives sucks so much, around 80% of men will fight you on the belief that video games and porn are actually good things. Because to them, it kind of is. If you really imagine to yourself, imagine you had no hope. Imagine you felt totally hopeless, that you'd never be able to attract a girl in your life before. Imagine if you genuinely had that. Like, imagine if some evil guy put that hope into you and you genuinely believed you'll never be able to attract women, like real women. At that point, you're probably going to start getting addicted to porn. And as much as you want to call yourself some disciplined guy, the truth is, if you really had that belief inside of you, if you really believed to yourself that you're not able to level up in real life, you would 100% become a degenerate who's just jacking off all the time. And imagine the same thing. Imagine if you had this evil person implant this belief inside of your mind that you could not make progress in real life, that it was too difficult, you just couldn't do it, that anyone who's making progress in real life is in some way cheating. What would happen to you? You'd become addicted to video games. This is the reality for so many guys. They literally just put themselves into the virtual world because their realities suck so badly. This is brutal life path number one. But brutal life path number two is very interesting. This is the life path where you become eligible for those finer things in life, where you can attract like this beautiful woman and have an amazing relationship with her and have healthy children that you raise yourself, where you can make progress in your business, your intelligence, your brotherhood, and cultivate this amazing life. That is a life path that you can go down. But the reason why it's brutal is because to become eligible for all of that, you have to beat the competition. Life as a man is all about, number one, finding your tribe. Number two, leveling up so that you're valued inside of this tribe. And then number three, competing against other tribes for the kind of resources and life that you want to have. This means that the life that you probably want, if you're watching videos like this, if you're part of our cult, our tribe, if you are a guy who's on self-improvement and you want to be more like Adonis and not like Jeffrey, that means the reality for your life is that you need to work very hard. You don't have time to waste. Whilst those bottom 80%ers are all watching Netflix and telling you to watch with them, you realize you actually can't. Whilst your old friends are playing video games and telling you to come online and come onto Discord, you realize you can't. You realize you've got to give that up. You realize that you can't even watch porn or masturbate like at all because it's just a waste of time. It's unproductive. It just saps you of energy and it sexualizes your brain so much. And this means that you go through pain every single day trying to use willpower to get away from these bad habits. And it is tough. You know why? Because you're not competing against 80% of men. Around 80% of men, or whatever the statistic is, have already given up. They're already fine playing video games. So you're not competing against the average Jeffrey. You're competing against the Chad who's already consistent in the gym. You see, once we take out like 80% of the male population and we see the guys who are actually here in real life and aren't just like stuck to their couch chairs and computer chairs, and we see the guys who are in the gym, we see the guys who are in business, we see the guys who are able to speak to women, that's when you actually realize, man, that quote of like men are so weak these days is fucking bullshit. Go into the gym right now and you will literally see seven Chads there, and all of them have fucked over like 100 women. They look cool as fuck. They look attractive. And now that's probably not a good trait to have, you know, they're probably degenerates. But what I'm saying is, like, there's hardworking, like successful, attractive, confident guys. They're the ones you're competing with. You're not competing against some Jeffrey who's like, you know, watching porn right now. You're not competing. Don't fucking bullshit yourself. You're not competing against who you were yesterday. 1% better every day. That's like nice little soft stuff that they say to men to try and keep them weaker. That's not who you're competing against. You're not competing against your younger self. Don't bullshit yourself. That's not how a race ever works. That's not how business works. I'm just competing against myself. Bullshit. Do not let this like weak modern message infiltrate your brain to think that you compete against yourself. Bullshit. You're competing against other guys. And you know it. And it hurts to think that because it makes you feel slightly insecure. Because you can imagine that guy who's had a six-pack for the last few years. When he messages the girl that you want, she replies. This is the brutal reality of men, which no one wants to tell you about. Everyone wants to say these cute little quotes. Let's get 1% better every day. I'm just competing against myself. I'm not competing against anyone else. If a successful guy said that, that quote, I'm not competing against anyone else, he's lying to you because it sounds better and he knows that more Jeffreys will watch him and consume his content. If an unsuccessful guy says that, then we know why he's unsuccessful. Don't listen to this narrative that you're not competing against anyone else. From the dawn of time, man has competed. Always. The reason why it might make you feel slightly kind of anxious to consider that you're actually not competing against yourself, you're competing against other guys, is because you just haven't stepped into your tribe yet. That's what we're doing here on this channel. We've created our tribe of men who share similar values. Like, we don't want to be degenerates. We all want to become successful. We all want to have a massive impact on the world, but we want to do that whilst also improving, for example, our health, improving the world. We don't want to be just the degenerate who's trying to fuck as many like future wives as possible, ruining them. We want to be be the kind of men who eventually become fathers and have super healthy children, where we've optimized their life so that they're like growing in such an amazing way, where we've attracted like a beautiful woman and she really like trusts us, she loves us. What we want here in this tribe is that when we're walking down the street in the future with our wife and our children, we want to walk past other men who joined this kind of tribe and developed like morals and values. Because when you walk past another man like that and he's with his wife and children and you both have that like kind of like smile to yourself, that unspoken thing of like, we've really done well with our lives, that feels awesome. But the more men that exist who are not part of our tribe, the more likely you're going to be walking down the street with your wife and your children, and walking past you guys is going to be a sexy man, an attractive man. He's got his like perfect haircut, he's looking groomed, wearing really fashionable clothes, and he's a degenerate. He loves to fuck, and he doesn't have the morals to not consider ruining your relationship and your family, and so he's going to give your wife like a certain look. And because that kind of man is also quite intelligent, he's studied exactly what it takes to attract women, even if they're in relationships. You don't want more men like that to exist, do you? And so this is why men form into tribes. We establish our values. We set up the perimeter. Okay, this is our inside. This is our tribe. That's out there. That's not like us. We don't have that kind of value. We don't behave like that. We don't speak like that. We set this up. And then life as a man is just about making your tribe's perimeter bigger and bigger and bigger. That's why this is still a brutal life path, because as we get bigger and stronger and we start getting into the top 10% of men and the top 5% of men, top 1% of men, that's when it gets so much harder, because when you're competing against 20% of men, you've got to go to the gym kind of consistently and you've got to educate yourself a little bit. When you're competing against the top 10% of men, you've had to go to the gym for the last few years and you've had to now clean up your diet. When you're competing against the top 1% of men, these guys are killers. These guys are all waking up early. They've all had a six pack for years at a time. They've all eaten clean. They all know how to speak to women. They all know literally how to fuck in a way that like women actually find so much pleasure in. Now imagine you competing against these guys and one of these guys wants your girl. You're really going to hope you've been developing yourself at this time. If you think that you're going to get into the top 1% of men and, you know, it's going to be nice and easy, is it? Fuck, bro. It's so much harder. It's like, it's almost a mental illness to stay in at this level, because you know what other guys are like. You know what the reality of men is. And as much as so many people want to act like this isn't the case, this is what's happening. It's just that people don't talk about this because it sounds kind of like uncool to talk about status and numbers and percentages. But this is absolutely the case of what's happening. This is why I work so hard to help our tribe out, because if you listen to my kind of videos, what's happening is I'm doing this partly for my own selfish gain, that I want more men to have the kind of values that I have, that my future family will have, so that there's more future families, so that my family can like be stronger too. I dream of a day where there's compounds all across the world, which is from our men, like the Adonis compound, number one, number two, all the way to like 50, 100,000. Where there's so many families living together with these amazing values, getting away from the addictions of social media, from bad habits, getting away from the stuff that's been fucking up our testosterone, making sure that our future sons don't have fucked up levels of testosterone because they've been using like plastic ingredients and everything else that ruins their health. I want more men like this so that when I go for a walk with my wife, every guy that I'm walking past is part of my tribe, has these values of strength and discipline, not the values of like partying and lust. I don't trust men like that. And so that's why we want to convert as many men as possible. We want to find those like hardworking but degenerate guys, the ones who are already going to the gym, the ones who are posting nice Instagram pictures. And we want to funnel them into our tribe so that they develop really good values. Then we also want to find the Jeffreys who have got potential. Those guys who are stuck in like the bottom 80% of men. We want to filter through them, find the guys who have got potential, find the guys who desire what we desire, bring them into our tribe to show them the secrets of how to take a step back from video games and porn. And then suddenly we've got this random guy who was going to waste his life away. And he's like the one who's created some like weird fitness program, which is actually amazing for us in the future. There's a guy who's literally watching porn for 4 hours a day that if he discovered self-improvement, if he joined our tribe, he would become so productive to create some kind of company that we would buy from thinking this product is amazing. There's young women right now trying to find their place in the world, and we want to introduce them to self-improvement before it's too late, like before they get onto TikTok and they just like succumb to the social pressure and start posting a little bit more revealing videos every few days, a little bit more revealing, a little bit more revealing. And then there's a woman who could have actually been like life quality if she just saw the path of self-improvement. So this path that you're on is brutal because it is very difficult. It's so much more difficult than just being like a loser. But the thing is, in life, you have to experience some kind of suffering. So I want to ask you right now, what kind of suffering do you want to experience? Do you want to experience the suffering of being a loser for the rest of your life? Or do you want to experience the suffering of being a winner and the pain that comes with that? Stay as a Jeffrey or join the tribe, the cult of Adonis. You've got to make your decision. If you want more of my help, there's a product that I sell, which is like a community of guys who all share the same goals. It's called Adonis School, and that's where I do a weekly call where you can ask questions. And I also pay other creators like thousands of dollars for them to make like private premium courses that then we put inside Adonis School. So if you're interested in like really becoming a top 1% man, it's linked in the description that you can scroll down to and go click on that if you do want to invest in like your self-improvement and education. You don't have to, because my videos are always going to be for free. I'm always going to keep posting YouTube videos, but it's just if you've like got money and you think it's going to be really, really cool to invest in like your growth as a man, that's the link in the description, Adonis School. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.